理课堂听 class.com。
Savvy 1. Social Interaction and Activities. Self-Introduction. Excuse me, madam. May I sit here beside you?
Certainly. In fact, I don't like to be alone.
You are so kind.
Well, it seems I've seen you somewhere before.
Oh? I'm Professor Smith.
No, I don't think so.
My name is Robert Smith, and this is my calling card.
Oh, I remember now.
You saw me in college.
No, at the bus stop.
I believe you are wrong.
No, not me, but you. You stole my money. You're a thief.
Introducing someone.A.
Mr. Johnson, allow me to introduce to you Mr. Liu, the director of this factory.
How do you do? How do you do? B. Simon, let me introduce you to Linda. You don't know each other, do you? No, I've not had the pleasure of meeting her yet.
How do you do? I'm pleased to meet you.
How do you do?C. Henry, this is my friend Diana. How do you do?
How do you do?
D. Good morning, Mr. Foster. Meet the manager of the company, Ms. Taylor. How do you do?
How do you do?
E.
Hi, John. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Do you know my father?
No, I don't.
This is Jim. This is my father. He works for IBM. How do you do, Jim? Very glad to meet you.
How do you do? Nice meeting you, Mr. Clark.
Jim likes computers very much. That's very good.
I have a dream, Mr. Clark.
Oh? What is it?
One day I can work for the biggest computer company, too.
Your dream will come true if you study hard. Saying hello. A. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Bob. Haven't seen you for some time. Where have you been?
I've just come back from Hawaii.
You had a good time there, didn't you?
Yes. How have you been?
Same as ever. You seem to be in a hurry.
Yes, I've got a meeting to attend in half an hour.
Okay, I won't hold you up then.
Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
B. Hello, Carol. How are you getting on? Haven't seen you for a long time.
Just fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, so-so.
And how are your wife and children?
They're doing fine, thanks. C.
Good morning, Ken. Is that you? Fancy meeting you here. How are things with you?
Pretty well, thanks. How about you?
First rate.
D.
Hi, Larry. Glad to meet you here. How are you all at home?
Capital. Thanks. Where have you been all this time?
I've been to Europe for business.
It's so nice we've met. I've been looking forward to a chat with you. E.
Good evening, Leo. Here you are.So glad to see you again.
Good morning, Diana. It's awfully kind of you to come and meet me at the airport. Answering an introduction. Excuse me, are you Julia?
No, my name is Joy.
Oh, sorry. Julia?
Yes?
Oh, hello. I've been so looking forward to meeting you. I'm Mr. Brown, Peter.
Oh, yes, Mr. Brown. Hello.
And this is Mrs. Brown.
Hello, dear. Call me Mary. Mary, I introduced my boyfriend to you. John, this is Mr. and Mrs. Brown.
A pleasure to meet you. Please call me John. I have to make some calls.
Did the storm wake you last night?
What? A storm? Did it thunder last night?
I should think it did. There was one peal that shook the house, and the rain fell in torrents.
I heard nothing of it.
You must have slept like a log. It's clouding over again. It looks as if we are going to have another downpour.
I hope not, as I have to make some calls this afternoon.
You can put them off till tomorrow.
But tomorrow we're going to attend a lecture to be given by Professor Smith. Don't you remember that Jack said he would come and pick us up?
That's right, so he did. I had quite forgotten it.
What will Professor Smith talk about tomorrow?
So far as I know, he will talk about the protection of environment. This is a topic many people are deeply concerned with.
I agree with you. This is a problem of vital importance. If we neglect it, we shall suffer. Making appointments. Will you be free this afternoon?
No, I won't be free then, but I'll be free Friday.
That would be too late for me.
Any problem?
Yes, I have to ask so many questions.
Why not ask me the shortest one now?
Okay. What's the smallest bridge in the world?
The Bridge of a Nose, of course.
Talking about time. Asking about times. A. What time is it?
It's a few minutes before 6 o'clock.
That alarm clock must be fast. It's 5:45.
Maybe your wristwatch is slow.
Maybe, but I don't think so. My watch is correct.
Well, it's time to get up now.
Yes, it is. We don't want to be late today.
We won't be late.
We're late once or twice a week.
Yes, I know, but we won't be late today.
What time does the restaurant open?
It doesn't open until 6:45.
B. What's the time, Jenny?
There's something wrong with my watch. It has stopped.
There's nothing wrong with your watch, I'm sure. You've simply forgotten to wind it up. When do you usually wind it up?
In the evening, before going to bed. But last night, Mother and I went to the concert, and we came home so late that I might have forgotten to wind it up.
You have, I think. Switch on the radio and set your watch by its time signal.
Couldn't I set it by your watch?
You'd better not. My watch is always a few minutes fast. And you want the exact time, don't you?
Right. Turn on the radio, please, will you?
All right. Here's the time signal. It's just 12.
Well, I'm setting my watch at 12.
C. What time do you make it, Lucy?
It must be somewhere around 6, I think. If you need the exact time, you can go to the dining room. There's a quartz clock on the wall there.
All right. It's just going to strike 6. I didn't think it was so late. I must be off or I'll be late for my train. It leaves at 6:50 p.m. So long.
Goodbye.
Asking about dates.
What date is today, Mr. Lee?
It's Friday.
Another week gone. How time flies. How'd you like to go fishing this weekend?
All weekend?
Well, only Saturday.
I'm not sure I can be gone tomorrow. I promised to help my sister move Saturday.
How about Sunday, then? We could start early in the morning.
I might be able to do that. Let me check, and I'll call you at home tonight.
Great. I'll talk to you later.
So long. Afternoon tea. Good afternoon, Jessica.
Oh, Jack. Good afternoon, dear. It's so nice of you to come. Let's have tea at once. Do you take your tea strong or weak?
Strong, please.
Do you take it with milk? Here's the milk pot.
Oh, no, I don't take milk with my tea, only a thin slice of lemon.
Here you are, and help yourself to a pie, please. They are apple pies.
Oh, very delicious. Did you make it yourself?
Yes, I did. Would you like something more substantial?
No, thank you.
Oh, I've forgotten to put some sugar into your tea. How many lumps?
It's all right, Jessica. I don't take sugar at all if I have a pie with my tea.
Some more tea? And may I help you to another pie?
No, thank you. I've had enough. Let's go out into the garden.
Yes, that will be delightful.
Go outdoors and do a bit of sketching. What's your favorite hobby, Fanny?
I I'm very keen on painting.
Say, my pal, wouldn't you like to go outdoors and do a bit of sketching with me?
Splendid! Let's go right away.
Great. You put the sketchbooks and the cakes and tubes of paint and other things into that bag there. I'll take the easels and palettes, okay?
All right.
Here we are. Where shall we sit?
Let's go to that little hill. There's a big tree on it, and the scenery around it is beautiful.
You're right. It's cool here in the shade of this tree, and there's a little breeze.
It's a fine place to settle down in. What a fine view there is from here.
I'm settling to work at once to paint that picturesque farmhouse with the little brook flowing around it.
I'll make a sketch of those farmers there stacking hay.
Do you think you can finish your picture before the sun sets?
Yes, we have plenty of time yet.
A housewarming party and a tour round the new flat. Hello, Flora. Would you be free this coming Saturday?
Yes, why?
We have moved to a new flat. We'd like to invite you this coming Saturday evening to our new flat and join our housewarming party to celebrate the occasion. Would you like to come?
Thank you. I'll be delighted to come.
Fine. Please come a little bit earlier, around 6:30. I'll show you round the flat. Would the time be convenient for you?
Okay. See you then.
Hello, Flora. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Now I'll show you round our flat. This door leads to the living room.
A rather spacious room, I should say. What's the floor space?
About 25 square meters, I believe.
I like the pattern of the wallpaper. It makes the room look gay. Was it your choice?
The walls were papered by the builders. I find the pattern to my liking, too.
Oh, what a fine view one gets from here. That tall building on the right is a hotel, I believe.
Right you are. And on the left, you'll find a park. Now let's continue with our tour. Here's one of the bedrooms. Would you care to see it?
Yes, I'll just peep in. The room really looks fine.
This way to the bathroom, please.
Oh, what a dazzlingly white room. Tiled walls, whitewash basin, and a bathtub. Well, well, beauty and comfort combined.
Here is our dining room. And the room next to it is the kitchen. We used piped gas here.
How I envy you, Bob. You're living in such a modern flat like this. I hope, in the near future, I'll have such a flat to myself.
Flora, my guests are coming, and our party will start in a moment. You just sit here and have a cup of coffee.
Thank you. Get going and attend to your guests.